God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. This half hour, going to be digging into the crown of thorns, its connection to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Also excited to share with you about a new resource coming your way. June 5th is when we're planning to release it, God willing. I'll dig into that more later on. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name's Jason Zurich, your host for the program. Friends, today I want to dig into why Jesus went to the cross to pay for the penalty for sin. The crown of thorns is a part of the story that most people think that just part of the crucifixion process. It's that and how Roman soldiers mocked the claim that Jesus would be the king. However, friends, there is much more to this crown than we realize, and it goes back to Genesis. Friends, Jesus Christ wore a crown of thorns. To see the significance of the crown of thorns, it requires us to return back to Genesis, something that I think many of us have forgotten. Either we've forgotten or we just don't want to know anymore. So I would hope you bear with me tonight as we dig into this, recognizing that there is a serious connection here. God created a perfect world, a world without disease, decay, death, or corruption. Friends, things like erosion and digestion, all those would have taken place. There was no curse upon the creation, though. No groaning, no earthquakes, no tornadoes, anything of that sort, nothing. That is until Adam sinned. When Adam sinned, the curse that was directly attributed to him was a cursed creation. The ground would produce thorns and thistles. Can go back to the book of Genesis and read that, friends. Again, the ground would produce thorns and thistles. We see that in Genesis 3:18. And Adam would have to spend more time, more energy getting his food than the energy and the food would give back to him. As a result, Adam's body was going to age, and after 930 years, he would die. But let's take a look at an emphasis on these thorns. Again, sharing with you from Charlie Wolcott tonight, the Crown of Thorns, blogger, author, speaker for the Ministry of Worldview Warriors. Prince Thorns did not exist prior to sin. Did you hear that? Thorns did not exist prior to sin. In fact, roses, no thorns. They did not have thorns on them. So something happened in the creation to cause this. Friends, how it happened really is irrelevant. But before sin, no thorns. After sin, thorns. Thorns and thistles were a physical reminder and a perpetual reminder of the curse of sin. Thorns show up several places in Scripture. Friends, one notable case is when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. Abraham brought no sacrifice. Now, there's debate of, did he know he was going to be sacrificing Isaac? Did he know God would provide a ram? But as far as we know, again, it was going to be Isaac. Abraham bound up his son, friends, the son of promise, believing God would raise him from the dead. And the moment, at that moment, that his hand was about to come down, God stopped him. There to the side, a ram was caught in a thorn bush. And this ram became the sacrifice. The substitute for Isaac was caught in the physical symbol of sin. Just think about that for a moment. Thorns are an annoyance and are used in many places to describe people and nations to Israel who would continually harass them. Because Israel did not drive out all the nations from the land that was to be theirs. Those nations would be perpetual thorns, leading them into sin and causing, well, much trouble for them. Paul continued this analogy to describe this thorn in the flesh that we know Paul was battling. We don't know what it was, but it was a perpetual annoyance that kept him humble. You see that in 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. You can go find it for yourself, friends. And he talks about this thorn in his side. For when he is weak, he's then strong for the sake of Christ. You can go read that yourself. Again, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. Thorns keep coming back. They're weeds that seemingly never go away. When you think you've pulled them and pulled them till they're gone, they just keep coming back. They require a high level of maintenance, and they give you no benefit whatsoever. They are a pain, friends. This is why Adam would die by the sweat of his brow. In order to get his food, he would have to waste energy dealing with these thorns. And if he didn't deal with them, well, the thorns would overtake his crops and choke them out. In fact, Jesus used this image in the parable of the sower. Soil that has weeds in it will not produce good food because much of the nutrients will go to the weeds instead of the good food. And that is why there will be thorns and weeds in the field. I mean, why would there be? Think about that. Why are those there? Because the manager of that field isn't taking care of it. The gardener is not taking care of that garden. Friends, I garden. My wife helps me to tend the garden. As we've gotten better at gardening, understanding you need to take time to tend it. The early years? I'm laughing because there were so many weeds in our garden, it would be like, where are the food-producing plants? That is how overrun with weeds our garden truly was. Now, I'm not saying we're experts by any stroke of the imagination. We're not. But we've learned some tactics of how to keep the weeds away, how to keep them down. Things we do to prep, not just the soil, but prep the soil around where the plant's going to be. Again, we are not experts in the least, but I can share with you out of personal experience. Weeds are a pain when you're trying to grow a garden. Again, why are there thorns and weeds in a field? It's because the manager of that field, again, the gardener, isn't taking care of it, letting the world, if you will, have its way on that ground and a person, maybe. Then we get to Jesus. The Romans put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head to mock him for his proclaiming to be a king. While we think this may be just a trifling extra detail that goes into the crucifixion, dear friends tuning in right now, understand that every single part of what Jesus went through that day had a point and a purpose beyond merely fulfilling prophecy. Jesus wore a crown made of thorns, the physical image of the curse of sin. Jesus literally wore sin to that cross and died as the king of sin, if you will, if you could call it that. He became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. But Jesus' crown also shows something else. Man's rejection of Jesus' kingship. The Jews and Romans rejected Jesus as the king. Friends, they knew he was the king. I mean, friends, he claimed to be the king. That is why they put him to death. They knew what he was saying. For the Jews, that was blasphemy. For the Romans, that was, you are challenging Caesar? Jesus made the claim that he was the king. And again, that is why the Jews and the Romans rejected him. They knew he was the king. So they gave him a crown of thorns to mock his claim and to be the king, of that is claim of the king and the savior of the world. Sinful man will not bow his knee to Christ, even if it is the most logical thing to do. And friends, I just want to pause here. If that is you, making claims that you know better, I just want to ask you, how is that working out for you? I ask that question because many times, if not most times, when we choose to go against God and his ways, we get into trouble. Bad things start to happen. And many people who go against God try to correct it, correct the troubles they're having, and then end up in more trouble usually. When in fact, God has given us the way to live in the Word of God. That's your choice. And friends, if you choose to go God's way, I'm not saying your life will be perfect, peaches and cream, anything like that. No. There is the narrow path, though, and the wide path. Choosing the narrow path, well, it is difficult. But at the same time, things that are going on while going down that path usually turn to good. Choosing the wide path, it may be easy for a time, but there's usually a price to pay at the end of that. Which path are you choosing? Friends, sin is the utter hatred, defiance, and treason against God. I'd like to share with you about, well, a plant that, well, is actually quite amazing. It really is pretty incredible. Friends, this plant, Jumping Cactus, is the name of it. It's extremely annoying because if you get near it, it shoots its thorns at you. Are you like that? Are the decisions you're making like that? Oh, let me see how close I can get to where God doesn't want me. Let's just see how close I can get. The thorn gets shot at you. Friends, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Nazurek, your host for the program. I want to share with you a quick fast cast here, and then I'll get back to wrapping up this whole situation regarding the crown of thorns and how that's connected, not just to us, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
Imagine, if you will, if Job would have quit and cursed God, but he didn't. We see God blessing Job's life even through great pain and suffering. Friends, we see in Job 42, verse 12, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. George Washington Carver said, "The secret of my success, it is simple. It is found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." If you'd like to dig into more on this idea, find our blog post that's titled, "Don't Quit."
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. So appreciate you choosing this program for your day. Hope you're being encouraged and equipped to serve Christ and challenged today. Again, going to take some time and wrap up regarding the crown of thorns with Jesus. Again, man's rejection of Jesus' kingship is what this crown really helps us to see. The Jews and the Romans rejected Jesus as the king. They knew he was the king, but they rejected him. So they gave him a crown of thorns to mock his claim to be the king and the savior. Sinful man will not bow his knee to Christ, even if it is the most logical thing to do. Sin is the utter hatred, defiance, and treason against God, and sinful man will not accept God to rule over them. The Jews and the Gentiles both rejected Jesus Christ. Consider this, friends. They rejected his kingdom. They rejected his commands. Yet, Jesus Christ still rules today, calling for all to repent of their treason and their rebellion against God before he comes back to crush all those who remain in rebellion. His terms of peace are his terms of peace. Dear friends, tuning into me right now, there is no alternative. We have no say, and we cannot negotiate. We can only accept or reject, none or all. Those are the choices. While we are still in our sin, we are thorny people. We try to marginalize it and say we have some rough spots around the edges, but our sins still poke and skewer us. And let's just be honest, that's not fun at all. People don't want to touch roses because of the thorns. again, these jumping cactus, it's extremely annoying because if you get near it, it shoots its thorns at you. We can all be like jumping cactus, cacti. If someone hits that button of ours, that's why we need to submit to Christ, who wore the crown of thorns. Friends, when he died, the thorns on us died as well. We need to die daily to self so those thorns don't grow and so we can be handled gently and not poked back. Friends, if we are in Christ, when he died, we died with him. But when he was raised, so we too shall be raised. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he no longer wore the crown of thorns, but was instead given the crown above all crowns. Jesus is not just King of the Jews, but the King of all kings. He is the King of kings. And if we are in Christ, we too will no longer bear thorns, but the righteousness of God. As we, friends, look to Christ and we take time and celebrate the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, you know, his birth, life, death, and resurrection, let us honor and remember what Jesus did on that day of resurrection. Let's submit to his rule and his kingship. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Nazurek, your host for the program. Thanks for being with me here. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I'd like to share with you about a resource we have available there. It's the novel Call to Arms by Charlie Wolcott. It's now available at worldviewwarriors.org in paperback, hardback, and even on Kindle. Friends, the trumpet has sounded, a declaration of war, and the need for soldiers to answer the call is greater than ever. This deadly war is not between two nations of state and politics, but between opposing powers of hidden realms. Again, the novel, Call to Arms, by C.A. Wolcott, it's now available at worldviewwarriors.org in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle. And you can find it again at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And one last thing as we get out of here. Coming soon, available June 5th of this year. And this resource, oh, I'm just so excited to share with you about. It's called The Doctrines of Genesis, How Genesis Establishes the Basis for Christianity. And friends, in this resource, again, available in paperback, Kindle there, not yet, be available June 5th of this year at worldviewwarriors.org. There is such a great tool in this resource to equip the reader in being prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. It is something to help you be more confident in sharing your faith in Jesus Christ to those who are still searching for answers and truth. You'll find it in the back of the book. There are so many verses in the New Testament that are connected to the book of Genesis, helping us to see how important Genesis is to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Yes, the good news of Jesus Christ. Again, this resource, it won't be available till June 5th, but it's from Worldview Warriors Publishing. Be available at worldviewwarriors.org. Available in paperback and Kindle. Again, The Doctrines of Genesis, written by Charlie Wolcott. How Genesis Establishes the Basis for Christianity. Very excited to share that with you. Again, you can find more about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Some of you might even be wondering, what is Worldview Warriors? We're a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage not just students, but parents and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation, here and now. We invest in students, their families, through our daily blog post, our daily fast cast, even this show right now, Do Not Keep Silent. You can also find, again, many resources at worldviewwarriors.org through Worldview Warriors Publishing. And again, thanks for tuning in to the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You go out, make today great. Thanks for tuning in to the program. And don't be afraid to let people know about Jesus. Don't be a pushover. I'll see you next time.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ. Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.